I think that communities that are based on proximity, like we were talking about before, so you have New York did change after 9/11, which I think is what you're talking about. It just, it changed. It's very different now than it was before. I visit at least once a year, and it has. And the people that I know that live there express the same. Maybe there are people there that don't feel that way. But I think that when a community has to go through something together, then they can change together. But if something affects the construction of a group, such as ours, even though we all live in the same city, because we gather based on one thing, if something came up that scientifically, with our values, disproved that this was ever going to happen, that transhumanism was ever a possibility, we wouldn't really have any reason to meet. And unless we wanted to boo-hoo about it, which is not really my bag of tricks, so I think that it either disperses it, which does change the group, because it becomes something else, or it doesn't exist, which is a change, or the group evolves.
Okay, what I would like is a definition of change, because everything is always changing. Like that's entropy, like property of the universe. Everything is like always changing in one way or another. So what do we mean by a group or a person changing? Like what qualifies as definite change?
Because you're always changing. Of a fuzzy object being different in time. A percentage, like 20% or so, and then we can consider that a definite change, or if it's like 3%, then it's just fuzzing around.
Yeah, right, I think exactly. It has to do with the amount of transition in a certain amount of time, which deviates drastically beyond statistically significant to indicate that a major there's been a major shift in what defines it.
Right. So I guess my
was going to say in addition to that, there's a difference between change and catastrophe.
Yes.
There's gradual change and then there's a spike.
Yeah.
But
sometimes revolution.
What I'm saying is when a human being changes by the definition that I think
it's not all drastic change is negative.
I don't know, but no, I think there might be a consensus around what it means to change as a human being. I think that is a bunch of small changes that build to a point where you can call it change. And that's what makes it feel like you changed overnight.
From the perspective of the old
and
order.
I mean, that's just, as I understand, it's just a property of human beings. So.
Well, I mean, if we can only define change by previous
if we suddenly
behavior,
discover that
the
we
only
have
possible
like
way.
A perpetual motion machine and unlimited energy, would that be a catastrophe to someone?
The pattern deviate.
I guess the oil industry maybe.
I can't read anyone's minds here yet. I'm working on it, but not as of now. So the only way I can infer what you are thinking is through your
I'm trying to think of the situation.
If I see
a major
change, I think it's entirely
there can be
change
that is universally
positive. To assume change, whether it's dramatic or
whatever change is
subtle, has to happen.
Okay.
That's why
I disagree.
Okay,
I think
but
you have to change until your thought process changes too. Behavior, what? I know you have no way of knowing, but that I feel that is the definition of change.
I'm not sure.
This is awesome, and we should continue it later. But it's a major deviation from the topic at hand. Matt, do you have any other points that you would want to hit about community?
No, just a second. Matt, go ahead.
Okay. We're having good amount of interesting discussion about the topic of change and community interaction, what new information does to that, which is fantastic and good. But one thing I'd like to refocus on is how and I'm blanking on as far as terminology and whatnot, but the sort of in the future perspective, 10, 15 years from now, is higher bandwidth, whatever, not necessarily just, fatter pipes for your internets, but more information communication, the wealth of information that's available to us nowadays is something that the average Joe wouldn't have had, even the most well-connected citizen wouldn't have had 50 years ago. 50 years from now, what's going to be the effect of having, from what our perspective today would be considered an absolute superabundance of information? Is that going to have the sort of detrimental effect? It was interesting to bring up the topic of catastrophe that was going on over here on this side. We didn't kind of split up for a bit, which is not necessarily bad. We came up with great ideas on both sides, but the notion of catastrophic change tends to have a negative connotation, but is that necessarily the case? Every change is necessarily catastrophic to, I would argue, the old order or organization that came before it. It doesn't necessarily mean it's catastrophic to the humans that make up that order.
What do you mean by catastrophic?
Perhaps drastic instead of catastrophic?
Yeah, I think you're using the wrong word.
Catastrophe adds a good bad connotation to it rather than just a big or small.
Unless you're using it in the context of catastrophe theory.
Right. A systemic change, let's say.
With regard to super information overload, I think we're going to see a loss of privacy.
Again,
I think
overload.
We're going to see a lot of people coming out of the closet in a lot of different respects. That the more and more we broadcast our lives and are able to look into other people's lives, the more and more we're going to realize that a lot more people are minority than we thought there were, as far as sexual minority or religious minority. Or
so not so much of a...
I think we're already finding that with the Republican Party.
In what context?
In the context that we have cameras, places, we have email records, we have credit card records that we didn't have in the 50s, and there are... I'm sure more corruption going on then than there was now.
What impact do you think on more able to track it? So many communities are built around being a minority now. So once we quit...
We know what everyone's up to. It's the participatory panopticon idea. You can either do it voluntarily or involuntarily.
But it's going to happen.
Right.
So once we're no longer gathering because we're a minority, but... will we continue to gather because of those special interests?
Well, you'll still be a minority. It will just be that we suddenly realize that it's 20% of the population instead of 1% that admitted that it was going on.
Okay.
I had an example for that, and it was in Portland. They used to have Dyke Night at the Gay Bar, where all of the girls would get together and once a month storm the gay bar, didn't allow women, and just arrive en masse and dance. And it was great. And then the gay bar started getting straight people, and then it started getting women, and then all of a sudden, once a month, you were just sort of going to a bar with kind of questionable music. It was no longer like...
Yeah, the best 80 nights is Neighbors, which is a gay bar.
And it completely disbanded. Because there wasn't any of that...
We're a minority.
There's actually a movement in Seattle to ban bachelorette parties from gay bars. Because they go there because they don't want to get hit on. But it's like fucking annoying to all the gay people who can't get married. Like, how disrespectful is that? Jesus Christ.
Right. It happens a lot in minority groups that were oppressed. And I'm thinking specifically the gay community. They're dealing with not being as much of a minority now. And it's... Mm-hmm.
Walking through the lobby of SakuraCon, I am usually in the minority because I have blue hair, and all of a sudden everyone's like, hey, hi, you should come to the panel. I'm like, I don't want to go to your panel. What are you wearing?
Nothing.
But part of my identity is based on being a minority. That's just the way it is. That's the way it's always been for me.
No, it's whether you want it. You made your hair.
Yeah, it's the way I want it to be because it's a part of my identity.
It'd be clever to just grow that way naturally without dying. This is a tangent, sorry.
Right, it's very different to
there's some your interesting disruptive technology
and be in a place
sort of opt-in
through no fault of your own. Like it's
very different to be the blue-haired person as opposed to the gay person or the black person.
But so whatever. Didn't choose her hair color, okay? She's woke up one morning, shifting.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying,
sorry.
It's very different to be a minority and a part of a minority community when you choose to be a part of that community.
But how is that different?
But
how is that difference? How does that difference pertain to the conversation?
And it's still so, yeah, and it's still something to rally under. I like people that rally. I like people that are up for fighting. You know,
Are you ever gonna fight anybody over your blue hair, though?
I will punch someone. Yes.
In the face. Right.
And so, what happens when? It's accepted that everyone, to some degree, is in the minority. What happens then?
Will that happen?
I think it's already happening. It least some. Yeah. I mean, we're slowly...
There's no such thing as mainstream.
If there's no such thing as mainstream, there's no such thing as the minority, or a minority.
Right.
What about a report?
I agree with you.
Sorry. No, I think that this community is different than communities of some other people I know. I know communities of minorities, and I don't think that they think that minority identity is going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
Because their being Mexican isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
What do you mean it's not going anywhere?
Well, what I'm saying is that's not their identity as Latinos isn't.
It's not mutable.
I don't see anything. I'm not saying it's immutable. I'm saying what we're talking about, I don't see any way, or more importantly, they don't see any way that that's going to change that.
But as we aggregate more and more information, we find out that more and more people are Latino, in fact, who don't look Latino or won't admit that they're Latino.
Right.
And that's where I see information affecting minority status.
But you know that. What about the millions of Mexican
it's online.
Well, it's online. How many Mexicans do you, I mean, I know a lot of some Mexicans that don't go online at all. And eventually, yes, that will probably
Well, but we're talking about 10 to 15 years information overload time frame.
Right.
I think that's
that's the question, though. Is it going to be an information overload? Like, is that going to happen? We think it's going to happen because it jives with the way that we look at information technology. But I don't know that we represent any kind of a majority trend in how that's happening.
I think we represent a small minority of the global community that wants to put technology everywhere and is going to end up putting technology everywhere, and we're going to make laptop kiosks in the middle of Mexico City and...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Technology everywhere, huh?
I think we saw one laptop per child here earlier today, mm-hmm. and I think that's the beginning. That's definitely the trend of where we're going.
That's seriously a
failure.
It
wants to
be a beginning. It wants to be a beginning. It absolutely
We assume that everyone wants more information and wants more technology.
Good point.
But I think it's going to happen.
Compared to the billions they're going for.
But you put that onto a more small scale and that's not bad.
The other thing is, too, that I think you're going to have resistance. Like, I can tell somebody, like, hey, guess what? You're not special anymore. There's a whole bunch of people out there that have Mexican genes in them, and they're gonna say, you know what? Fuck you. You have no idea what it's been like for me growing up as a Mexican in the United States.
And I think that's a really important aspect as minority as a function of experience, as opposed to minority as a function of genes.
Right.
It's important to understand. It's important to understand that a minority's identity is not based on just skin color or where they grew up or this or that or the other thing. It's based on who has been against them.
Yeah.
That is what brings people together, not what they have in common. We have lots of things in common.
That's true of the majority, though, too.
Yeah, we don't
round Christians identify that way, right?
Exactly. But you know what? In Christian identity, there's a lot of feeling that they're under assault all of the time.
Right. Everybody wants to be a victim.
Part.
Right.
Everyone
the essential part of the belief is that Satan is trying to get you.
Right. It's something that happens in every minority community, and it's true for the vast majority of human history. It has been true that if you are in a minority community, at the very least, no one trusts you. And so, by necessity, you create a very strong social construct to let yourself function inside of a greater, often hostile, frequently violent community.
But that's true, the majority too.
Yeah, but what happens when...
When no one's against you anymore.
When no one's against you anymore.
Yeah, but is that going to happen?
Then you present.
It happens all the time. It happens with, yeah, it's happening with the gay community.
But it's happening. You're casting a wider net with fuzzier edges, but there's still a net and it still has edges.
Yeah, well, yeah. But at some point it tips over and you're not in a minority anymore, or nobody cares that you're a minority anymore. It's kind of like...
Well, I mean, it doesn't even rely on being in a minority. There's a particular place for it that everybody's against you together because of it. That happens to your American.
Yeah, I mean, I think that world wars will finally end when we find alien life. Because all we ever do is us and them. That's how we form our groups. And so until we have a them,
yeah, if there's no them,
we're going to have to find one here.
So
if there's no them, there's no us. So yeah,
you're right. The original question, like 15 years from now, information overload, how will that impact? I think in order to really answer that question, we have to look at how current transhumanist thinking is going to affect really soon, within like the next couple months and then years and stuff. What types of effects on contemporary issues do transhumanist types of ideas have? And I mean, I remember you said in the very beginning something about, I don't even remember what it was, but it just reminded me
of bio and techno progressor.
Yes, and that
point.
That's not just proliferating, I don't even know how to pronounce that word, but that's not just proliferating technology, but that's fundamentally changing the way that we are going to deal with technology, and I think that's something that's needed both economically and socially and culturally, because...
And that's why I like this group. That's why I put effort into it, because I think that by talking about it, and by getting information out there, and because people in this group are so vocal in other communities that they're in, expressing a positive viewpoint towards technology that's available to everyone, that is not used for blowing things up,
right,
stuff like that, because that voice is out there, I think it will have at least some guiding force. I don't think it's going to make a huge impact, but it's going to do something.
Currently, I think... that it's going to become increasingly connected to the issue of sustainability and greenness, because producing computers and producing technology, it strains resources and it has byproducts and stuff. And
yeah, and
like
we toss
thousands
it out
of TVs, just where do they go and stuff. And that type of issue isn't just going to be an issue of resource, but it's going to be an issue of our identity, because as you know, this is just a really vague way of saying this, but as we become more our computer and stuff, we're going to want to treat our technology differently. In that different treating, I see more sustainability coming.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to happen, but I just make vague assumptions.
That's something I hadn't really considered before, of just, you know, for the most part, these days, people don't want to put really toxic substances in their body. You know, maybe for fun every once in a while. But it's generally in the mainstream, nobody wants to like inject lead under their fingernails or anything, which is basically what you would have to be doing, aside from the lead injecting crowd. I know that's a big thing these days. It will just dramatically change how we think of technology once we find it in our bodies.
Right.
It will have to be clean.
More than just in our bodies.
They made a battery recently which fuels off of human blood.
Yes.
I know about some things. But I think it'll change
Empire battery?
More than just our bodies, but a quick example, the fact that computers use silicon in their circuitry to do all the stuff, and the silicon's in the earth, like that's just a fact now, but will not us necessarily, but people who come after us, will they relate to that very factual and practical idea differently in a way where their identity is contained more within the idea that, you know, the silicon is coming from the earth? Will that connect them more to the source instead of it just being...
Hmm.
And I just wonder more about that, like, not so much of personalness transcending, but personalness sort of going into everything. And yeah. I mean, biology is a huge one. I mean, a molecular biologist is going to relate to what's going on around them differently than, you know, just a carpenter or something.
I want to have a whole discussion on techno primitivism or techno tribalism. I don't know, like the idea of being so connected because of the enhancements that are in your body. I will come up with a better term for that, probably with the help of other people, because I am not good at terminology for things. Like, we'll name this meeting cheating. Doesn't help. Anyway, what time are we at? We're about there.
Okay.
Matt, do you have any closing points?
One thing that I didn't want to touch on that I don't know if has yet been discussed, I don't know if this is going to put us over or not, but the notion that, and this is a proposition, can be agreed with, can be disagreed with, that the concept of the outsider has radically changed to the degree of almost disappearing with the advent of information technology. Knowing that your neighbor has a completely different set of ideas, set of beliefs, meme contamination, whatever you want to term it, than you isn't nearly as strange as it would have been 50 or 100 years ago. It's not so much a geographic thing, which we did touch on earlier. Not so much a geographic thing as it is a, it allows for the pixelization, compartmentalization, what have you, of groups, of ideas, of communities in the information sense, if not in the physical sense. Is there still such a thing as the outsider?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I'm sure anyone here who grew up a little weird had a rough high school go. They had a rough time in the intensely cliquish world of adolescence. My younger brothers don't have that. They just don't. It's just not there. They don't feel completely unrelated to anyone because they know that whatever they're into, my little youngest brother is into China Mieville. And you can sit down and go online and talk about this to thousands of people. And even if he has never met another human being who likes what he likes in real life, he knows they exist. So he didn't grow up with the feeling of alienation. On the other hand, we also get a lot more people blowing up buildings and shooting people. So
I don't know if
we got less.
I really
want to
put out there also that we are able to find issues to be acceptable, but all of us could also pass as white.
Yes,
thank you. Just saying.
Well, and while I was going to respond to that by saying that I think that I am a tolerant person myself, and I tend to network with tolerant people because I don't really tolerate intolerance.
But those non-tolerant people I just can't stand, yeah.
But I don't know that that experience, while I do see some play between that and my interest in information technology and diversity and variety, I don't know that that experience comes anywhere close to being a majority experience. I know people who do seem to really, I know people who think of other people as being outsiders, and I don't know what would change that for them. I don't know what technology would alter that. I also think that maybe, and I can't say because I'm not, for example, Chinese, but maybe this is a cultural thing as well, whereas, you know, maybe China will, regardless of how information technology goes, will
continue to look at a lot of people as being outsiders.
China's Chinese has been for 5,000 years, and they're probably not going to be changing that cultural identity all that much. I mean, yeah,
impose a much greater control over it. I think that's the kind of stuff. And insofar as that goes, there's almost an implicit inside-outside between people who want information technology to be free and information to be free, and people that don't because they want to preserve whatever it is they have to preserve by controlling it.
That's what's
like the go outside button. Everybody wants to do it. It works sometimes, but it's useful.
So I guess the question becomes, when this technology becomes ubiquitous, is it going to be something like internet piracy where they can try and control it all they want, and it's going to be more amusing in their failures than successes? At which point, I mean, already the Great Firewall of China is something of a national joke there. I mean, they don't take it that seriously. There's always ways to get around it. But at the same time, you're right. The simple fact that there is someone who doesn't want it to happen versus someone who do creates a cultural divide. Like, no question about it. There are people in this country who are greatly terrified by information technology. On every side of the fence, on every layer of the political spectrum, there's people who don't like information technology. On the left, you have people saying that it's completely ruining the way humans communicate. On the right, it's people are being corrupted by horrible influences. Do you think that's going to continue? Do you think that's going to extend into the future as it becomes, I guess, ubiquitous, as your endocrine system blogs and your speakers are telling the store exactly when they're worn out?
Well, that's an interesting question of self-sufficiency. Part of identity and community at this point is necessarily civil. Is you rely on your city, your state, your country. If at some point in the future there is the complete hermity self-sufficiency, I have all the tech I need to accomplish everything I want to by myself, nuts to you and your flag or what have you. If such a thing becomes available, what happens when you're effectively your own nation? And that's admittedly. Oh God.
Sorry.
I give up at the point where the discussion involves robots. Yes.
No, I mean, I personally don't see technology going that way anytime soon. Just because it seems to me like, if you look at the trajectory of technology, it has been inclusive. Mm-hmm. For the most part, it has been interconnecting people to a greater and greater extent.
And that raises an absolutely essential question, is what about, to cut right to the heart of the matter, what about the developing world? What about the developing world? We've got the one laptop per child going on, but what about the 95% of kids out there who don't have that, who don't have a room to have their one laptop per child in? And,
well, you know, to kind of put a reality on the one laptop per child thing was, Bill Gates initially wanted to give computers and the internet to the world. Now he's trying to stop AIDS. You know, he was, like, that was his initial goal. Then he went and looked at Africa and was like, oh,
well, wait a minute.
You guys don't need computers at all. Yeah. You need to stop dying.
You need
food, you need water, you need to stop dying of disease.
You need to have a lifespan.
Right.
But they need a lack of ignorance to stop dying.
Yeah, there are...
I think that Negroponte's viewpoint of the world is fundamentally different from Gates, and there is some validity in giving people access to information as a form of long-term self-sufficiency.
Right. No, no, I definitely admire the goal. I'm just saying, where are you going to focus your energy? Like, which is more important, exactly, a computer or a lifespan?
Which is long-term or short-term?
Obviously, people can disagree on those things. Right. But something I wouldn't mind doing before we deteriorate into robot wars is one more time trying to connect individuals with names, as there are several people that are ready to vote. And I've now heard some interesting viewpoints from them. But just before we close.
Yeah. And the thing about connecting people, which is what I think is the saving grace of all this communication technology, is that we can figure shit out as long as we can talk to each other about it. I'm not going to have a great idea in a vacuum. I have to talk to other people. And so a lot of the life-saving technology that is spreading across Africa is because there's one guy in a lot of towns with a cell phone who can get updates that have to do with how to purify water. You know, what if they figure out something new to eat, if they figure out they've been eating something wrong, they can, basically, they are the blogger for the community, where they're receiving a bit of information from the outside world or from somewhere else. And so,
I'm not saying it's not helpful.
Right.
I'm just saying it requires perspective. You're not,
right.
You can't assume that giving everyone a laptop is going to save the world.
Right, because you have to be willing to, you have to know where to look for the information, and you have to be willing to accept it into your worldview.
And you have to assume they have the electricity to run the laptop.
Right, exactly.
And they have some generators on them. They come like
right. Right, exactly. Like,
I'm sure that there are some places.
The developing world is not where the computer belongs. The slightly developed world is where the computer belongs.
I think it belongs everywhere, but it's just, it's in terms of like how you focus your energy.
Right.
You know, if every community had one laptop, instead of trying to get a laptop to every individual in that community, the goal is saying one person with a cell phone. There's this great thing about open source development of things like prosthetics that can be used in developing.
And as long as that one person is nice and does not hoard information or.
Not to mention the ability to tell them more quickly.
Right. And just methods for like, hey, the Pope is wrong. Stop AIDS, you guys. Don't stop using them.
Yeah. Well, let's go around again and do names for Brian. And I want to make one note really quick that if you will email me your information, I will reference you on the website. I think it's important to show that there are actual people that attend these and to kind of connect faces with comments and stuff like that. You don't have to do anything, just email me stuff and I'll take care of it. I'd like it if you put it up on the wiki yourself, that'd be really awesome, but I'll take care of it if you don't have time.
Huh? In terms of like making little profiles on.
Yes, it's under the community profile, or the community portal.
I think you're out there with this like two names as kind of, I don't even have, I have a hard time looking at that small site that you're at.
I will email it out on the, well, I'll put it on the.
No, I mean, I can get to it, but
okay.
I've gone to the community section and I just don't remember seeing anything.
I put it up recently.
Okay. Within the last 5 days?
Maybe. It's possible. Okay. You start again.
Oh, Joe.
Joshua.
John.
Kyle.
Sammy.
Matt.
And Nathan was here. He stepped up.
Brian.
Sir.
Hooray. Thank you, everyone. You don't have to leave. We're just not going to record it anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to.